Good morning. My guest this morning is Rhonda Burney. I could say that she is from the Sebastopol Center for the Arts because that's where she and her compatriots are going to be playing on Friday the 26th. But I can also say that she is one of the four members of the Oat Flash, sometimes known as Hot Flash, quartet. Good morning, Rhonda.
Good morning to you.
So how did you guys get into playing Django Reinhardt-style gypsy jazz and all the other stuff you play?
Well, we were very fortunate in that our guitar player, Jan Kademan, was able to take a lesson quite a number of years ago in this style of music and came back inspired to start an all-woman group pursuing this style.
Do you also do back it up with costumery and sort of the attitude of the time?
Yes, but we also carry some of today's attitudes as well.
Oh, good.
We are known for coordinating how we dress. Not accurate as to the era, but trying to carry a little elegance, often a hint of polka dots or stripes.
Yes, right. Okay.
And
I notice in this picture there are some definite polka dots.
Yes, there are. We have broken away from the frequent Sonoma County band wardrobe of blue jeans and a t-shirt.
Right. That really is true. Maybe that's true everywhere, you know?
For much of music, I believe it is the uniform.
I think it is. So when did you start playing publicly?
We started playing publicly in the summer of 2009 at a memorial for Chip Dunbar, who had been an excellent teacher and mandolin player from Sebastopol. And there was an event for a number of years called the Chip Fest.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was our debut. And from there, we have continued to grow and develop, expanding our repertoire and having a great time.
Oh, I'm sure. For those listeners who may not be familiar with the kind of music that Django Reinhardt and Stefan Grappelli and the others in that group played, plus the other American swing, French musette waltzes, and so on. Can you give them an idea of what that is in terms of music they might have heard?
Well, the most famous Django Reinhardt tune is called Minor Swing. David Grisman later popularized it to a new audience, and people tend to recognize it. A number of the French musette waltzes, which often feature the accordion, have also been heard by audiences, though they don't know that's what they've been listening to.
Right, yeah.
But when they encounter them again, they tell us that they love that tune.
I always wonder if people who listen to recordings of Django Reinhardt are aware that he didn't have all the fingers on his left hand, I believe.
I think most of the people who seek him out know the story.
Oh, really? Okay.
About him being short fingers and playing phenomenally and developing new techniques despite that or because of that.
I've always thought it was interesting that he died so young, and his often musical mate, Stefan Grappelli, the fiddle player, he lived forever, really.
He did. He lived long enough to, again, have influenced David Grisman. So
that's right.
The music, they took music and they mixed gypsy music, and they had a lot of influences from American swing music that was coming over to France. There were Italian accordionists there in that era, and it was in some ways akin to the way the Bay Area has been in this era about mixing genres of music and carrying things forward.
Right. Rhonda, thank you very much for coming in, and thanks very much for bringing this music out to the public.
My pleasure.
Let's tell people that this is the Oat Flash Quartet. Rhonda Burney, Jan Kademan, Karen Copley, and Tammy Pallington, and they will be performing at the Sebastopol Center for the Arts on Friday, January 26th at 7:30 p.m. For information, call 829-7497 or sebarts.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.